Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the Word of God. We're going to be talking to you about the activity of the Word of God in your life, and especially getting into talking about the miracle action of the Word. God's Word is life. In James chapter 1, verse 18, we see the miracle action of the Word and the activity of the Word. When we get born again, the Bible says, of His own will begat, or born again, it talks about begat or birth, He us with the Word of truth. Boy, when you receive the Word of God, that Word has a miracle action to it. And it causes us to get born again with the Word of truth. We've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. God's Word's like a seed which gets sown in you, and the activity of that Word in you will bring forth the promises of God in your life. This is why we must receive the Word of God as it is, the Word of truth, the Word of God. It's not the Word of men. And this Word will work effectually in you that believe. You must be a believer of God's Word. Don't try to reject God's Word ever. Don't try to figure it out in your mind. Believe it and thank the Holy Spirit for giving you the revelation of it. Thank Him for opening the eyes of your understanding. Thank Him for giving you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him through the Word of God. Now this Word is our spiritual food. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You need God's Word. It is the spiritual food which is going to feed your inner man. Job 23:12, He says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of His lips. I have esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food." Is that your attitude, that you esteem the words of God's mouth more than your necessary food? I wonder how many people that's really true for today. Most people, they never miss a meal. They're sure that they get their meals on time. They're sure that they take care of their physical body, feeding it the necessary food. But the question is, do you feed your inner man, the spirit man, the words of God that are going to feed you with the life that you need on the inside of you? Remember, as He said, "I've esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food." See, we need God's Word. God's Word in you is going to cause you to grow up. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. We need God's Word in us, just like milk in a baby that causes that baby to grow. As the baby keeps receiving the milk, he grows and develops physically. And this is the same thing that happens to us spiritually. As we receive the Word of God, we will grow spiritually. Remember Mary, she's the one that sat at Jesus' feet and heard His Word. She chose the good part. While Mary was off running, serving, doing all these things, Mary chose to sit at the Master's feet and hear His Word. You've got to get in the Word of God. Hebrews 5:13 says, "Everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness." Now God wants you to grow up. He wants you to grow up and become strong in the Lord. Here it says, "Everyone that useth milk," that's the one who's just taking a little bit of the Word in. And we need a desire to grow, but God wants us to grow up out of the baby stage. "Yeah, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness." This shows you those that are really spiritually as babies as such. Those ones who are spiritually babies are unskillful in the word of righteousness. This word unskillful means inexperienced. They are inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. You get experienced in the word as you hear it and do it. Hear it and do it. Hear it and do it. Remember that scripture in John 8:31 that we looked at? "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, a disciplined, trained one, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Everyone that uses milk is unskillful. So if you're still on milk because you are inexperienced in the word of righteousness, you're still a spiritual baby. I don't care how old you are or how long you've been a Christian. It depends upon the activity of God's word in your life, whether you've become experienced in it, whether you take hold of it and you do it in your life. A lot of people just have a lot of knowledge about God's word, but they've not incorporated it into their lifestyle. They know a lot of facts about Jesus, but that's not going to help you. You've got to take God's word and do what it says and incorporate it into your life and become experienced in the word of righteousness. In fact, by reason of use and habit of doing the word, that's the way you grow up to maturity in the Lord. Verse 14 of Hebrews 5 says, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age," that's the ones who've grown to maturity, "even those who by reason of use, or the habit of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, because by reason of use of doing what God's word says and walking in the light of it, they grow up to maturity." Now John 6:63 talks about this activity of the word. It talks about how the spirit quickens, the flesh profits nothing. And then Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." God's word is spiritual law. This is why we got to tap into what God's word says. We can't look to the ways of the world. We can't walk by the natural laws or the way things are happening around us in circumstances. We've got to walk by the spiritual laws of God. The spiritual laws of God are what control the natural realm. There's a spiritual realm and there is a natural realm. The spiritual realm governs the natural realm. God's word is the rule of the spirit in the spiritual realm. When you take hold of that word in the spiritual realm and start acting on it, speaking it, doing it, then that's going to govern the things that are going on in your natural realm circumstances. And also, the word of God is life unto you. It brings the life of God. And I'll tell you, God's life, that's the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that will make you free from the law of sin and death. Got to get in God's word. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is inspired of God. And it's profitable." God's word is profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. It's profitable for correction. It's profitable for instruction in righteousness. A lot of people want to just get the word of God, just get the doctrinal things and instruction, but they don't receive it as they should, the word of God speaking to them, because God's going to want to reprove us. He's going to want to correct us. You know, we need to get corrected. And if we're not willing to receive the correction of the Lord through the word of God, that shows that we're just trying to run our own life. We're just wanting to get from the word of God what we want. We want to look for the promises and the blessings, but we don't want to receive that correction in our life. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and we need it to work in every area of our life, including bringing reproof and correction. And what's going to be the result of this? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now you need to get in God's word, not just hear it. A lot of people might hear the word and they might read 2 or 3 chapters a day, or maybe 4 or 5 chapters as they read through the Bible in a year, and that's great. But we need to do more than just read and casually read the word of God and just get some general knowledge. 2 Timothy 2:15 says this, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You need to do more than just read God's word. You need to study it. You need to spend time in it, meditating on it, studying the word of God. Get in the concordance and start looking up all the scriptures on particular subjects. Spend time studying the word of God so you know the word of God. And you've studied on all the aspects of a particular subject that you might be dealing with in your life. Study to show thyself approved unto God. That's going to cause you to be approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, there's so many doctrinal differences out there today. Is that a work of the Holy Spirit? No, that's a work of man. Why are there so many doctrinal differences? It's because of the fact that people have not gotten in the Word and studied to show themselves approved unto God to rightly divide the Word of truth. There aren't 6 different truths on one particular subject. There is the truth. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all the truth. But if we don't spend time to study God's Word with an open mind, many people approach it from the traditions or traditional attitudes that they have. We need to spend time in God's Word and be open and teachable. You need a teachable spirit when you're studying God's Word. Be teachable. Believe what God's Word says. Don't read it through religious, rose-colored type glasses where you look at it through what you believe. There's a lot of things in the Word of God that you don't know. There may be a lot of areas in the Word of God that you are in that you need to hear and that you need to receive that are going to correct things that you've believed. And you can't just believe what so-and-so says or what your church says or what the pastor says or anybody. In fact, I even tell my congregation, I tell them, don't just believe what I say because it's me saying it. You need to check out everything that I say and find out if it's in line with the Word of God. You need to search the Scriptures to see if the things that are said are so. Every single one of us are responsible to study the Word of God so that we can rightly divide the Word of truth. So important to study. I've learned to do this. I've learned to approach God's Word as if I know nothing. I've learned to approach God's Word and look at it as if I know nothing, believing what it says and thanking the Holy Spirit for giving me revelation instead of trying to just fit it into what I believe or try to fit it into what so-and-so said. No, you believe God's Word, and if it's certainly what so-and-so has been preaching and teaching, then what you have received should be aligned with that. Of course, don't sit there and think that, well, what I've got might be right and this other person might be wrong. You also need to listen to what they say and find out whether or not maybe they have some wisdom and some understanding. That's where you have to be teachable. But at the same time, you must study yourself in the Word to rightly divide the Word of truth. If you follow the blind, the Bible says the blind follow the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. So there's not going to be an excuse for you not being able to rightly divide the Word of truth. It means time spent. You've got to get in the Word and start studying the Word of God. So we've seen that this Word is spiritual food. It's doctrine for you. You need to study it. You need to get in the Word to study it so you know the Word for yourself. And you just don't know where the Scripture, wondering what the Scriptures say. You know what the Scriptures say. You can identify where they are, and you have that Word established in you. Boy, when that Word's established in you, you're going to grow up. You're not going to be a baby anymore. You're going to be experienced in the Word of righteousness, and you're going to rise up and become mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you, start studying the Word diligently and let that Word be implanted in you and grow up and become mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the